You are listening to Dad Bod's podcast. Enjoy, and remember to always cash tickets.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Dad Bod's podcast, episode number 77. Very special because we're doing it on a Sunday. And as you can see, if you're watching on the YouTube channel, you can see that we're wearing our baseball gear. And we have a special guest at 40-year-old version Vision on Twitter. The John Olerud hat is just distracting the shit out of me.
I've made that. I think I made the joke on purpose last year.
Oh yeah,
that probably screwed you. That's my fault, guys. You want to let's redo that?
Okay, All right, special guest here. You may know him as at 40-year-old Vision. On Twitter, you may know him as C2. You may know him as Mr. Iowa. Ladies and gentlemen, C2 is joining us. We're going to be talking some baseball and everything else in between.
Wait a minute. Whoa. I've been watching movies all weekend.
Yeah.
I am pumped for the Oscars tonight. I thought we were giving out Oscar plays live. No?
I didn't get the revised itinerary. Oh, we can talk Oscars if you want to.
We have a huge Oscar audience.
I mean, what do you got, Encanto for everything?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty much where.
Sure.
Episode's done.
It's the only Oscar movie I've seen this year. 3,800 times with my daughter. But we're gonna be talking everything. We just watched the most boring Elite Eight recall. And now we're gonna go and we have baseball coming up right around the corner. I mean, it's just jam-packed with sports. Are you guys even ready for baseball? Because I'm like, oh wow, it's like I still have three games of college basketball to do before I even get my brain around baseball.
So I'll
gotta make money before we start spending it.
Yep. I know C2's answer is yes, he's ready for baseball.
Yes, he's ready to go. He's got
that's his primary focus.
Well, that's why we got him on the show.
But man, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you college basketball guys, it's hard to flip the switch because there is no break at all.
It probably takes me 2 weeks. I mean, once you go into the season, it probably takes me 2 weeks I see like a rotation of starters, maybe twice, you kind of already have the feel of where the team's direction is, at least early on. You know, things change as the season goes along, but that's baseball.
Yeah, early season is weird. Do you cap early season different than mid-season C2, or are you pretty much
absolutely
full go?
Yeah, especially with the weather in the parks. You know, normally you're starting late March. Got to get the sponsor in. Show the label.
So we'll get to the sponsor in a minute.
Yeah. Out.
Okay. All right. Good. Yeah, got to make your money.
So. This is not a sponsor.
Oh, okay.
Right. No, I'm just kidding.
I do. I look at about the first 3 to 4 weeks, maybe in the first month, you've got, 40 degree weather, you've got wind, you've got rain, you've got snow. Those make a huge difference. Occasionally you'll have that in October, but not as much. And everybody's warm and ready and you're playing the best teams by the time you get there. So it's a little bit more selective. You have to go with the pitchers that you've really, the DeGroms, the Coles, the Scherzers, those are the ones that you're really focusing on because you've got some rule changes. You've got some things they brought back from last year that I hate.
The National thank League you for DH. Bringing that up. So yeah, let's go over those. Let's go over those in a whole, as a totality real quick. New collective bargaining agreement equals new rules for the next, 4 years?
Yeah.
Is that right, C2?
Yep.
Something like that. Yeah, so, okay. Well, go tell everybody what changed and what you don't like about it.
I like an expanded roster for the first 4 weeks. I think it's at 28 or 30. It's a couple extra players. So should be able to go a little bit deeper, maybe get to see some guys that you'll see later in the season, but a little bit earlier. I love that the doubleheaders are back to 9 innings. Those 7-inning doubleheaders, just not a big fan.
It's terrible.
You still had a first 5 that was 5 innings, but then you had a full game that just kind of threw everything off. So you were able to go deeper with starters, but sometimes those ended up being bullpen games. I'm still not a fan of bullpen games, but that's that isn't going to change. You know, they banned the shift, which should actually
that to me is the other than the universal DH, which is a real change as well. The shift thing to me is the biggest.
That's going to be
especially when you play in a division with the Rays.
Yeah.
Right.
It's amazing at how first you have to be able to hit a 95 mile per hour fastball, but those that can, you know, can't move it around the field. And that's always been disappointing to me. So I know, you know, the first challenge is hitting it. The second is actually moving it to where you want it to go. But I do, it is shocking at how much the shift impacted defense. So I, you know, looking at overs this year, especially with the shortened spring training, you don't have as many rotations. You don't have as many innings for your starting pitchers. They're probably not going to go more than four, maybe five. There are going to be a few guys, you know, Scherzer today went six. And I think he gave up one run or no runs in that six. So he's ready. He's ready to go. There's some others that you can kind of count on. But I think you're going to see a lot more bullpens early in the season. A lot more, again, with that expanded roster probably means you're going to have more pitchers. So you're likely, other than some really select unders, and a lot of that will probably be weather-related, tied in with your complete aces and your really shitty baseball teams. You know, I think we're going to see more overs. What I hate them bringing back is ghost runner on second. It's supposed to be because we're starting late in the season or later in the year. Seven days late. I don't see as a big deal.
So but, why?
Threw a wrench in things last year.
Yeah. What's the thoughts of that excuse of
to limit
late? So
to limit the number of innings pitchers have to go to give everybody a good rest. They've promised it's not coming back in 2023, but I was disappointed to see it come back for this year.
Okay,
there were several that you know, we had unders on late that went over in the 13th, 14th inning because they were adding two runs each of the 10th, 11th, 12th, and all of a sudden you had a 1-1 game turn into a 9-6. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was as a fan, I kind of like the ghost runner because it speeds it up. It kind of makes it more fun. As a bettor, I don't think I benefited from it. I could be wrong. No. I mean, you think of a rule change and you always think about the time it screwed you. You don't think about the time you won because of it. But like, what do you prefer on that rule change? Do you like to be the away team or the home team? Like, who has the advantage?
Oh, absolute home. You know, okay. I think always will. The one benefit to a side bettor was you hit a home run, you win by two runs. You cover that 1.5 instead of covering by one and losing. So money line didn't matter.
Is he cutting out?
Yeah, he's cutting out a little bit, guys.
Under bettor. Am I?
No, yeah, you're cutting out there.
Yeah, use this time to kind of give everybody C2's Twitter profile, and then maybe he can tell everybody real quick about what his service is that he offers.
I mean, you can go check him out on. I don't know if it's a different a server than what you normally do, but if you want to go check him out, you go to his Twitter at 40-year-old vision. He is a guru. He's got analytics of totals for the most part. If I'm not mistaken, that's kind of his niche.
Yes.
And what he focuses on, and then he utilizes that clear transparency track. You know, tracks all the way through the season. But I mean, that's where he's known for is the totals and tracking that and having a high hit rate. I don't know if I'm doing a justice, if you want to promote yourself a little bit there, C2.
Can you hear me again?
Yeah, yes. You're good.
Yeah, you're better now.
Okay. didn't realize that I was cutting out. So they've been doing this. This will be a ninth season. Came on in 2013, have had only one losing season last year. Very disappointing. It was down 18 units, which was about, 15, 16 games. I analyzed it and I get one game flipped every 2 weeks. I have a five unit profit. It's a margin. It is such a fine line. Still above 500 at 51.6%, but that doesn't make money when you've got 15-cent, maybe 20-cent juice. So every other year, I've been very, very strong. It's something that I really decided to focus on rather than going after sides. And it takes the emotion out of it. I'm a Yankee fan. I can bet Yankees overs and unders and still root for the Yankees. I can bet overs and unders and still root for Boston to lose. So I'm good with that.
All right. So one of the questions I wanted to ask you, we're going to get into some futures because I think that's what everybody wanted to hear tonight.
Yeah.
But so last year was kind of a different animal. A full season with the new rules, not a COVID season, right? So it was a full season with the new rules. Did you notice anything? Like, can you pull up your totals and see like the totals were like a run higher than they were the year before because of that, like overtime or the extra innings rule?
The extra innings rule played a difference in about half a dozen games. So if you flip those, then
that's not very, that's not a lot then.
It's not. Well, those are the ones that I played. You know, you can't, I need to look and see, because I did track every game, but I need to go through and look at every one that went into, overtime, extra innings.
Right.
So it played a part, but you change six games, that's a 12 game swing. And that's the difference between making money and not making money.
Well, so, now you have the universal DH, which should warrant more overs, but they're gonna adjust the totals though. What do you guys think it will adjust by? I mean, Guns, do you think you'll see a lot more 7.5s than 6.5s this year? Or what's the
usually isn't the standard like 7.5, 8?
Yeah.
And then you add the DH, you're probably going to go up like a half to a run. I would think it's going to be like an 8.5 or 9.5.
We saw very few 6.5s last year.
We used to see six and a half
like 3 or 4 years ago all the time.
Oh, you did. You did.
Right.
But you didn't have extra inning. You didn't have pitch timing. You didn't have, you didn't have your starters. Your bullpen starters for the game, one inning guys, 3-4 years ago.
Right, the opener thing wasn't a deal.
Tampa's
right?
doing it.
Yep.
Yeah, but that was, and then now everybody kind of has, or at least you have bullpen games every six games.
Yeah.
So there is. I do think that you're going to see eights and a halves a lot. It'll be interesting, especially the first 3-4 weeks because of the number of starters not going 5-6 innings. And, we're not seeing that many starters go 5-6 innings anyway. But the really strong ones, maybe we're going to see them go 4 or 5, for the first 3 starts until they're and then they'll come in and do their 6-7 inning.
Yeah.
That's important to consider too, because you have to understand it's like they didn't have like a full season of spring training. So these guys aren't going to be going 6 or 7 innings deep right off the bat. They're going
to
kind of transition those guys in 3 or 4 innings and then just go to the bullpens.
Yeah.
Especially with a long season. I mean, you're not going to go and gas your $120 million starter out game one in April. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to see that happen.
No, everybody's going to be probably played a little bit. I don't know. A little bit cooler this year and not go crazy.
I think the mandatory 3 batter rule makes a difference and has over the last 2-3 years since.
Okay. So that's staying.
Yeah. Okay. As far as I know, that's staying. I think they talked about reducing the pitch clock, but I don't know if that was finalized
So that's not finalized, but they have done a pitch. I think they're going to keep figuring that one out, maybe for next year.
Okay.
But I mean, it was like 15 seconds or something. Like, it was a pretty low number, and I was like, good,
really
call,
low. Quick. And I, you know, I never saw anybody get penalized for it, so I'm not sure.
I don't think they enforce it. I never saw it enforced that they had like a guy, you know, shot clock violation or whatever it is. I mean,
it's kind of like the enforcing the guy like standing out of the, you know, not getting out and adjusting his batting gloves kind of thing.
Yeah. There's still the two things that I wonder and be difficult to evaluate is last year it became public that there were two different sets of balls being used because of COVID manufacturing. You had, and then what they came out and said, at least the rumor was the tight balls went to, or the light balls, I forget which one, went to the better teams playing, and the other ball, which, so the better teams were getting the ball that gave them more runs. The worst teams were getting the ball that gave them less runs. They've also talked about putting humidor in every major league ballpark. So at least I want them to have
the
same
ball
at every single ballpark. That's all I ask for, is even the playing field. Yeah.
How is that any way to get an advantage? It's no different than banging on a trash can, calling out signals. It's the same shit. It's just different.
The teams didn't know it. That's the problem. Yeah.
Well, the away teams didn't know. Who's keeping the balls? The home team?
There's probably no way.
Well, yeah, but the home team.
There's no way to visibly tell. It's the core.
It can just be some bullshit.
There was supposedly, there was those that were made pre-COVID, and they still had some left. And then because of COVID, they were not able to make as many as they needed for the season. So they mixed the two, but they still had them as separate buckets. So one set would go to one set of teams and another set would go to another set of teams. And my problem is I can't absolutely analyze that because I don't know the truth on which balls went where, but I have no doubt that it made a difference. So just use the same damn ball.
So I guess, the important thing though is just take a look at the rules. And then I think the only way you're going to actually see how they affect play is that first week or two. And see how it affects totals, how it affects run lines. Are things going to be different in the later innings than they are in the first five? That kind of thing. Go ahead.
With the expanded roster, you are likely, you know, if you do have short starters, you've got more pitchers to come in, and they can go through just one inning and get out. So, you know, if you've had a good bullpen, then maybe you're looking at, you know, all the runs you get are the first five innings. Everything else, you might add one or two, but that's about it. So it'll take about 3 weeks, three rotations.
Yep.
The bullpen is the key. And that's why I was so surprised the Braves won last year, because I didn't think they had a great bullpen, but they got hot. No. It's just they got hot at the right time. And obviously won it all. Let's get into some futures here real quick. We're going to break down.
But before we get into the
division rankings.
Yeah, before we get into the futures, let me just do the quick ad read for the boys that pays the bills. This podcast, as you know, is sponsored by Viva Tequila Seltzers. And you see Pun has it in front. It looks like he's got the watermelon one, which is my favorite. Yes. But we're going to do a quick commercial, and then we're going to go right into the futures.
This podcast is sponsored by Viva Tequila Seltzers.
That's right. This podcast is sponsored by Viva Tequila Seltzers. Viva Tequila is refreshing and drinkable hard seltzer, 88 calories, zero carbs, zero sugar, and 4.5 ABV. Viva is a perfect drink for your post-game celebrations, including March Madness, as it was created with the active lifestyle in mind. Viva flavored their tequila seltzers because flavor is the spice of life, and they like their drinks with a kick, just as they like to live their lives. Viva flavors pairs perfectly with our artisanal Blanco tequila for our subtle and refreshing drinks. Their belief is to live long, live well, and live it up. Hashtag Viva Up. Thank
and
you.
And follow them at Viva Seltzer. At
that's right.
Viva Seltzer.
At Viva Give Seltzer. Them a follow on follow Twitter. Them on Twitter. They,
yes.
I've been following them
amazing
since
product.
They came in and supported you. So
they're really damn good. They're really, really good.
They're starting to get around from state to state, but they are. That's probably one of the best. I mean, because it has tequila in it. It's very unique to any because everybody else does like vodka really. Yeah. And I mean, it's one of those things. I don't feel like I could drink six of those and not feel like a piece of garbage in the morning. Like I would if I was drinking, you know, another product with vodka in it. It's just really
it
good.
It doesn't taste like a White Claw. So it tastes completely different. So anyway, this is just me.
No. It's not just, they're our sponsor. We enjoy the product as well. So,
all right, future time. All right, Mr. C2, you want to start with the AL East?
Because
sure. Obviously, yep. that's the. Yep. Or do you want to finish with the AL East?
Oh well, we'll start.
I think we should culminate it. I think we should culminate it because this is, you know, all of us are AL East fans. I think we should, the last leg of the journey should be the AL East. That's my opinion.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Our feelers well, later. Let's go.
Let's start at NL West and we'll go backwards. Yep. Do the NL first and then we'll work our way to the AL. So LA is hard not to pick as a division leader. Although
I cannot believe they got Freeman.
They did. Yeah. They didn't go down at all. The one thing that I look at, and this is a gambler in me, is, you know, I found LA to take the division at 180 minus 185, but then I found San Diego at plus 395. So I can even that out and still make money no matter which one. 395. The other one I saw was plus 300. So it's all about shopping around. You know, there are four books that I'm going to be using for my totals this year, you know, but I'll share those. I no need to advertise on here, but I'll share those with anybody that is going to be joining me. But the big thing, I think San Francisco is going to have a drop off. You know, they lost some of their good hitters. I think last year was more of an anomaly on them coming out. Teams, you know, specifically San Diego being healthy, should be able to battle a little bit more. I love Colorado. I have them at third place behind San Diego. And one of my top season win totals is over 68.5 for them. I think that Bryant is a huge addition. And they picked up a couple of pitchers too. So Arizona, you know, I go through and I have San Francisco under 86.5, San Diego over 88. LA again shopping around. You know, one book had over 97.5, another book had 100 under 100.5. You know, that's a three-game middle. Mostly I saw 1-2-game differences. That was the biggest difference I saw. And when it comes down to the end of the season, three games is huge.
Well, so, and that 100-game threshold is pretty big because you don't see a lot of teams cross that.
Right. Right.
And if anybody's going to do it, it's going to be the Dodgers this year, just with the lineup.
And they hit, 104 wins last year? Because I think I lost the under just by a game or two. And that was with San Diego not being healthy. That's with Colorado, you know, not having – I didn't think they were as good last year. Now, San Francisco did have quite a few games on them. So, I don't know, that 97.5 to 100.5, I might try to middle that.
Colorado was a bad team last year, if I remember
correctly. They were.
Yeah, they
were
so
just
they,
god
they
awful.
Were, but they were – Colorado, and I want to
they were competitive.
They're
but
always
they lose.
Good.
Game
they're
scores,
always
but
good
they
the first yeah. – yeah. They're always really good the first month of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know why. There's something to watch. They're always a live dog.
And their totals are always 11 or 12.
Well, this year, you got to think, in O West, Universal DH, that's going to be a
– oh, yeah.
What are those totals in, at Coors going to be?
13?
13, 14?
Shit. But I'd wait till May. I'm looking at a lot of Colorado unders just because of how cold it'll be. You know, it's dry in April. So we'll see. But yeah, once summer hits, absolutely, you know, start raking in the overs. But they came back to earth a lot last year. They had 13 and a half, 14 run games, at least on the early totals, that stayed under. And I think the books were starting to adjust with seeing, hey, any game at Colorado is going to have 15 runs, and it just didn't happen.
So NL West, you like placing a bet on the Dodgers and the Padres, if it makes sense with your odds that you
right.
get.
Yeah, otherwise, either one of those. If I weren't hedging with San Diego, I probably wouldn't even. I hate to put minus money on a season-long bet. It just right. unless you're really, really, you know, like a Colorado over 68 and a half. I've got a couple other season totals that, you know, I'll pay 10, yeah, 15
so
cents on.
Yeah. So for this, for the format for this show, why don't you give your future bets for the division and then your favorite win total for the division. Okay. That way we can kind of, so Colorado over 68 and a half would that be your favorite one for that? Or would you like the Dodgers better?
Yep.
Okay.
No, I like that one too.
I will probably middle the 97 and a half to 100. Mm-hmm. But I like Colorado over 68 and a half.
Okay. I like that too. So I think that's a good way to talk about this.
I think that team just tanked so bad last year, and they actually they improved in free agency. That team will not have back-to-back seasons where they're in just full-blown like tank mode.
That's a good take. Yep. Really good take.
I think a lot of people see what happened last year and not take that. They'll take the under, not the over.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, NL Central, I know Milwaukee's the favorite. I have St. Louis at a plus 225 for the division. And then I have Milwaukee under 91 and a half games.
I like that too. I was looking at their lineup today. I don't like their lineup offensively at all, mm-hmm. Milwaukee.
No.
I mean, last year they couldn't score runs either. I mean, they were one of the worst, mm-hmm. I think, offensive teams in the league.
Yeah.
Their pitching is obviously great.
Solid, though.
Yep.
So hopefully universal DH kind of it's going to hurt those teams that don't have great offenses, I think. So I think you're right on the money with that take, C2. Repeat that real quick. Milwaukee.
Okay. So St. Louis at a plus 225 for the division, okay. And Milwaukee under 91 and a half games.
Perfect. Yeah.
NL East, I have Atlanta and New York both at plus 140. I can't envision anybody else winning that division. So I'll hopefully
not even
take a profit.
Not even the Phillies?
Philly improved. I have Philly as third in there. I have Washington and Miami. And the other one I like in for a total is Miami under 76 and a half. I just don't think they're going to come out and do anything.
What do you think of the Mets?
I love the Mets. The only thing is, can DeGrom stay healthy? And will have bat support? They'll have pitching. They'll be an under team all season long. But will they have bat support to win games? So I think Atlanta stayed about the same. But again, they have to have healthy pitching. So it comes down to both of them. Philly, you know, if I broke it down, I have both of those over 90 and a half wins. Philly is over an 85, so it's going to be fairly close. But as long as they stay healthy, and that's the biggest question for any team, Atlanta and New York, one of those two will win. And I have both of them for World Series futures.
Interesting. A little back-to-back for the Braves. Braves fans would love that.
And that really comes down to if they can get into 5- and 7-game series with good pitching, we will have a National League. It'll be the Dodgers, Mets, or Atlanta. So I have both of them making the playoffs as well.
My opinion is, I mean, looking at the Dodgers, are like heavily juiced to win the West. To me, mm-hmm. I think they dropped off from their roster from last year. I know they got Freeman and everything, but they lost Scherzer, right? He went over to the Mets. And to me, everybody's like, oh, Freeman's so good. I was like, yeah, he had an MVP season in the COVID year. And then he had a huge drop off in his numbers last year. So maybe the Braves saw, we got to get rid of him with some value before he actually goes in the tank. And isn't he in his 30s now? So, I mean, there may be some drop off of him this year. Granted, he's in a roster that's just loaded with stars, so he can just blend in. And
well, and Olsen isn't a bad player to replace him with. Obviously, he's like 25 too. You don't realize how young he is.
Younger, faster.
Atlanta's just one of those teams. They just make the right moves. No matter what, you look at that roster and you're just like scratching your head. How are they good? And then they just have same thing with the Rays. The Rays are in the same boat. They have good GM managing and know when to get rid of a guy, know when to bring on a younger guy and just go with it. So
I just worry about the Braves. I just worry about the Braves pitching. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's health. Yeah. Between the Braves and the Mets. Healthy pitching and they're golden. But if they don't, that's
but true. I guess that's everybody, right? I mean, everybody's in that boat. I mean, it's just it's pitching is such a tough.
It seems like everybody's got, like, you look at the Red Sox. Red Sox got a loaded roster of offense, but you still question their pitching. And I'd say the same thing about the Yankees. It's like big everybody time. Is missing starters. Where there's and then you got the Mets. The Mets have pitching, and where are the bats? Are they going to be able to hit?
Right.
I don't know. The Marlins, I know you have their under, but they have some bats.
Yeah.
I mean, they really do. Jazz Chisholm is going to be legit. And they picked up Soler. Now the pitching is the issue.
Yeah.
The starting pitching is the issue. But and they're going to score some runs.
I would have put them at 72, 73 wins. So 76 seems too high. For that team,
In that division, I think you're right.
For sure. Especially
that's what it comes. That's what it comes down to. That division is pretty strong. So that's the NL.
Guns, you were talking LA. You know, they're showing anywhere between a 3 and a 7 game reduction in their total win total. So I think Scherzer leaving and Freeman coming in is taken into account. You know, they were 103, 104.5 last year. They're somewhere between 97.5 and 100 this year.
So. Okay. So that makes sense.
Yep. All right. So AL West is kind of my surprise. I have 2 plus money bets on Houston, not to win the division at plus 175 and not to make the playoffs at plus 270. I think they drop down. I also, I like their under 92.5. So I have Seattle winning that division at plus 500. With Oakland for a value bet at plus 2,000.
They were my favorite team to bet on at the end of the season. Yeah. They continued to be plus money all the time. The Mariners.
Oh, yeah, Seattle. Yeah,
Mariners, I just kept putting them on my card all the time. It's like they I cannot believe this team is still
nobody realized how good Flexen ended up being. I mean, he ended up being so good, and he was so undervalued toward the end of the year.
And they added a little bit, and they didn't subtract a whole lot.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
didn't they? Yeah. Didn't they? One of their pitchers go over to the Red Sox. Paxton went over there. I thought didn't he play for the Mariners last year? I can't remember. But I mean, yeah, Flexen and.
I got it up C2.
But okay. That team is just. At the end of the season, they were just so hot. They're just red hot, just finishing off the season that they almost made that playoff run.
Right.
Yeah. I wonder if that carries over, if they can actually, you know, put something together and carry that momentum over and actually have like a great season. I love that pick.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was that went over. I don't know who it was.
So there are 3 totals I like in that division. Seattle over 83.5. I think they're going to play above 500 ball. So Oakland is only at 68.5. So I have that as an over. And then I like Houston under 92.5. I think they drop off.
Yeah, I don't understand why Houston is the favorite to win the AL.
Yeah, they're juiced. I think I see minus 160 to win the AL West.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. What key additions did they make other than getting Verlander?
They lost. What's his face to Correa to the Twins. It's like
they lost Correa to the Twins. They lost. Obviously, they lost Springer the year before.
Yep.
Right.
I guess it's just culture. I guess it's just the Astros. They just win.
Texas did so much in the offseason, they're going to take two or three games away from each team in that division. So, I, you know, Texas even at over 73.5 seemed really low. So, you know, I've Seattle and Texas, Houston, and then LA as the bottom dweller.
And I don't, and I, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think the Angels are going to be bad.
They compete. I mean,
think about, look at their lineup here. Otani, Trout, Rendon, Jared Walsh, who was a pleasant surprise last year. That's your top four. Now it's a big drop off. Big drop off after that.
They have no depth on the pitching end, though.
Because they have Otani. They have Syndergaard.
Syndergaard. Otani and Trout
went over there. Yeah.
Are Otani and Trout going to stay healthy? Can they play full seasons?
That's the biggest.
And I just don't think they can. Between Otani pitching and I love him. He is a fantastic all around player.
Phenomenal. So is Trout.
More stress on it. Yeah, they both are, but
they have the two best players in the league.
That's correct. And they can't do shit.
Think about that. If you're thinking, if you're talking like NBA, you have the two best players in the league, you're going to win.
Yeah.
Baseball, you have the two best players in the league, you're last in your division.
And
it's unreal.
Trout, I think, puts more pressure on himself. Otani puts more pressure on his entire body because of the way he plays the game. And they're both fantastic to watch. I love them both, but I just don't have faith in them on full seasons.
I would just caution them. I would caution people if they're in it, they're going to make some moves, I think, at the trade.
Very well. Line. Could. Yep.
And if they're all healthy and everything goes right, they could kind of do what Seattle did last year. But it's hard. So they're a dark horse team for me only from star power.
Okay.
So we disagree there. That's okay. Well, that's what we're here for. All right.
That's all right. I like the value in Seattle and Oakland.
I'm not betting on them. What's up?
Right.
I'm not betting on them. Okay. But I'm like just cautioning everybody. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. AL Central. My favorite total is Detroit under 78.5. I think they'll play under 500 ball. And then I have the White Sox as kind of a runaway. Minnesota got better, but I don't think they're close enough. Cleveland and Kansas City are just middle of teams. They're minus 200 to win the division or 180 to win the division. I'm just not interested in laying that. This is another one that had a two game spread over 91.5 at one and under 93.5 at another. I don't know if two games is enough for me to want to play into that either. So I think the only big central play I'll have is Detroit under.
It's going to be weird seeing Baez as a Tiger, right?
Yeah. I think he fits that well. My first game I ever saw was at old Tiger Stadium in 84, 85. And it was against the Brewers and it was Trammell and Whitaker and Parrish.
Cecil Fielder.
Cecil came later.
When I think old Tiger, that's the only thing that comes into my mind.
Yeah.
Cecil.
No, I remember. I remember seeing Trammell play when I was like 7 or 8. Yeah.
I remember. Yeah. I've got a few years on both of you. So, yeah, but it was, Molitor was playing for the Brewers. And that old stadium was just absolutely amazing. So it's kind of fun just seeing anybody in a Tiger uniform. It just brings back memories. So Baez over there, good for him.
Yeah, it's going to be weird even not seeing the Indians out there. We're going to see the Guardians. So it's almost like you're watching an expansion. Yeah. I will make that mistake for
It'll
sure.
It'll be Cleveland.
That's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
I've got to change my spreadsheets to say Guardians. I haven't
done that yet. I spent a few hours today putting in about half the year. And just every time the Guardians came up, I had to pause. So...
I'm seeing are the Guardians like plus 1100 to win the Central?
Probably their total win total is 75.5. And then you've got Detroit at 78.5, Minnesota at 81, and Chicago at 91. So they're looking to come in at or below Kansas City. And I think Kansas City I saw at 75.5 and 76.5.
It's the worst division in the league, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We can all agree on that. Kansas City might be kind of fun to watch with that rookie.
Yep.
What's his name? Bobby Witt. Yep. But and Kansas City is getting better, but you're right. The White Sox are the team to only right. team you can actually bet probably on.
I think so. Division. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Then we end on AL East, and I have three teams coming out of the AL East, similar to last year, making the playoffs. I think you have the White Sox, you have one from Central, one from the West, and then you have I have Toronto winning that. I have New York coming in second and Tampa Bay third. I actually have Boston under 85.5.
I am shocked.
It was one of those that
in all actuality, we're giving you a hard time, but
yeah,
there's a really good chance that shapes up just like it did last year. Really, really tight the entire way through. And there's four great teams and one bad one.
That's right.
I don't see Boston. I mean, they surprised me last year, so they could surprise me again. But even if they're third, I think if they're third, then AL West probably picks up that second wild card position.
Well, the Red Sox win total is what, 84.5, something like that?
So I have 83.5 and 85.5. And so I'm taking under 85.5 and a no to make the playoffs at -115.
I mean, it's juiced.
I can't argue. I would argue against the Jays just because they're the Jays.
And I actually look at this, and I can make money taking Toronto, New York, and Tampa Bay. I have +215 on Toronto, +265 on New York, and +265 on Tampa Bay. So if I really wanted to, I could make minimum of $15
Tampa gets worse this year. I think Tampa is your fourth place team.
And they,
I don't know, but they do it every year.
Because of the shift. They're not going to be able to shift. They're not going to be able to.
No. But if that's the case, then I think AL West, gets your second. I think Toronto, New York come out of the East.
Right.
That second AL wild card, maybe between four teams.
It's going to come down to who's healthy the longest in that division, who wants to make the move, toward the trade deadline, who wants to give up any farm system, who's got guys coming up. It's the division. It's the best division, I think, right now.
You always get value on futures betting the Rays, and used to be the Braves too. You used to be able to just take them to win the World Series and take them win the division or take them win the AL, NL, whatever. I'll always put a little bit of money on the Rays just because it seems like every year it doesn't matter who they lose, that they're always in the mix at some point. And if they can actually get to the playoffs, they're a problem for anybody. It always works out that way.
So what's the is the expanded playoffs in effect this year? Is it 12 teams?
I didn't think it was this year. But if you could check that, I might be
wrong. Let me check that.
If it is, but I
it's hard to keep up with it all.
It wouldn't make a whole lot of sense based on the odds I was seeing on the to not make playoffs. Yeah.
Yeah, I would lean no.
12 teams.
Yeah.
Is it 12 this year? Yep. And you're getting the Sox at -115 to no?
The 2022 playoff will include 12 teams instead of 10.
Wow. Okay.
So the one seed, I got it right here. The one seed is the best overall record.
And then
two seed is the second. Third is the third. Four through six are the next. The top two seeds get a bye.
I did not catch that for this year. Well,
one of the toughest years to win the World Series. But that throws a wrench in things.
I mean, because... I, and that's well, Okay. Houston as a no and Boston as a no were the only two that I took not to make the playoffs.
So you get one extra team versus last year for each side is what it boils down to.
Okay. Well, I don't know that plays a whole lot.
And there's no of that one game playoff anymore. The wild card round will be 3 versus 6, 4 versus 5.
Okay. Wow.
And I don't know if it's
is that a one game or a three game. Five series?
It's a three game.
Okay.
And then it moves straight into seven after that.
Does it say where those three games are? Are they first two at home, last two at home? All three at home?
old please.
Okay. So while you're looking at that, my World Series, I found Toronto at 1,100, Mets at 1,200, Atlanta at 1,400, New York Yankees at 1,500. And I found an anomaly with St. Louis. I saw them at 2,200 and 2,500. And then one book had them at 3,500. So I had to take them.
Wow. 35-1 for the team was in the playoffs last year.
And shoot, if they don't win the Central, I still, maybe they're that sixth team. And I have faith in St. Louis to at least make a run and then hedge off at 3,500.
Yeah, I think St. Louis is a nice team to bet on this year.
I mean, it's value. I don't think there's any value taking the Brewers.
No,
because I'm sure a lot of people, a lot of people were high on the Brewers last year to win it all, and that didn't happen. Yeah, their bats really just scare me. I think their pitching is going to be fine, but I don't trust their bats. Is Cincinnati going to even compete?
I have Cincinnati and Pittsburgh both under their totals at 73 and 65.
This is very hard.
It kind of depends on what happens with Chicago. You know, can they? Their total is 74.5, but do they have enough to play 500 ball this year? And they're playing the AL East. You know, that NL Central is playing the AL East this year. So AL East has the opportunity to beat up on Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. And Baltimore, I think, is even.
They're just going to be those teams.
All right, here's your answer. Here's your answer real quick. The higher seed hosts.
Okay. All three?
So, or all three.
I
think it's all three.
It's all home.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that, but I think from what I'm reading. And then there won't be a tiebreak if there's a tie at the end of the year. There'll be some sort of a tiebreaker. So you won't have a 163rd game.
Okay.
If it's necessary. There's already a prearranged tiebreaker. We'll follow up on that to make sure it's right, but I think that's right. Either way, it's going to be a lot more baseball, which I'm not going to argue against.
Except that my numbers seem to go in reverse once the playoffs start. I'll play the first three games and then I'll just give up.
I know, right?
Done. Yeah.
So to recap here, NL West, you like the Dodgers, Padres.
Yep.
Colorado over 68.5. NL Central, we're just taking the Cardinals and we're taking the Brewers under 91.5.
Yep.
NL East, we're taking Braves and Mets at both plus money and the Marlins under 76.5. AL West, I know we're taking Seattle over and Houston under win totals. Did you end up taking a Seattle?
Oakland over 68.5.
Oh, Oakland over as well. Did you take a team to win that division?
So Seattle at plus 500 and Oakland at plus 2,000 for just half unit.
Okay. AL Central, we got the White Sox and Detroit under.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And then the AL East, you have in order, I think, is it Jays, Yanks, Rays?
Yes.
How you think they're going to finish? And who did you bet on in that division?
I've got them Yankees over 90.5. And then I'm still deciding. And then I had Boston under 85.5. But I'm still deciding whether or not I go Toronto, New York, and Tampa Bay and end up with know, an expensive beer at the end of the season.
Well, now we have so we got the divisions wrapped up. Who's winning it all? Who's in the World Series? Who's facing off?
So my I'm going to go with Toronto and the Mets. I have Toronto at 1100, Mets at 1200, and I do have Atlanta at 14 and New York Yankees at 1500, and then St. Louis at 3500, then I can hedge out second round of the playoffs.
I like it. I like it a lot. All right. Blue Jays, Mets. Tell everybody where to sign up for your picks, how they get them, how much it costs.
Find me
if you have any promos going on.
Yeah, no. Find me at 40-year-old vision. For anybody that's
it's new, hard to say, isn't it?
I know. Yes, it is. I don't mean reading it. Damn it. So at 40-year-old vision, it's $600 for the season for any new subscribers, and that includes a 5-unit or $500 profit guarantee. So, unfortunately I ended up giving out last year. I hope not to, but the goal is to be, somewhere on that 20 units at the end of the year, which is pretty even for what I've done every other season. And if I don't, then you're pretty much getting, five of your 600 back. So
it's a good deal.
Yeah. Sign up before April 6th.
And how do you deliver your plays? Do you do it by email or on Twitter?
So no, I'd have a private Twitter group, and I'll be releasing them this year about 2 hours before, at least 2 hours before the first game of the day. One of the challenges in the past was I'd release them between 11 and midnight my time. Not everybody was up. Some people even have some overseas players that was
in the line changes and everybody's mad.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put those out after any lines have changed, and hopefully it's a little bit more consistent for everybody. I hate that I potentially lose some value, but I should also not be having pitching changes as much as I've seen in the past if I'm doing it day of. So hopefully that'll be a positive for everybody, and we'll have another really strong year.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, hopefully we can work in tandem together. We talked a little bit behind the scenes last year on some stuff. Hopefully I can get up to your level on totals, but
my dad bod's record has been phenomenal. So I might,
if he comes on the show and he makes a play, tail it, right?
That's everybody. I think this is a good luck show. It seems like everybody has success when they come.
Everybody
on
loosens up a little bit. No pressure.
Yeah.
Right.
It's really a good luck charm to, now that you picked that. I think we should just keep track of these totals, and futures. And when we get towards the end of the season, we can see what the outcome is. I'm sure it's going to be a successful one. And I'm just a little bit hurt that you went under on the Sox, but I think that's going to wrap it up for this week. Episode number 77 in the books. Thank you, C2. We'll have
join
you back
GPO
on,
lock. Join GPO lock. Maybe, yep. I don't know. Maybe if you want to join GPO and C2,
maybe we'll put together a deal. Out. Absolutely. Yeah,
put together a deal. Tag us both. Ask. Maybe we can give you a little discount. Maybe we can get you on both totals, money lines, and the chase model at the same time. Maybe a lot to bet.
And next Sunday we should have some opening day numbers and games placed.
Yes. So CT will be back next Sunday for part two. Take it out, guns.
That's gonna do it this week. Thanks for joining us for episode number 77. Till next time, cash those tickets. Go freaking Duke, win the goddamn national championship. Until then, peace.
Thank you for listening to our MLB preview special. If you like some MLB plays this year, the GPO Lock crew is running a promo. Right now, get 25% off a season package. That is 6 months of MLB plays for just $375. DM the Dad Bods account for details. Again, promo code CHASE for 25% off MLB special. Thank you for listening. Rate, subscribe, follow us on Twitter, and see you next week.